and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life SP, presented by Say What Radio.
What's up? What's good? Welcome to another episode of Life is P. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. If I sound a little echoey in here, it's because I'm in a new house. Yes, finally closed and everything. Got rid of the old house in a brand new house. So, you know, everything is a little echoey because, like, stuff ain't on the walls yet or whatever. But hey, hi. I know I've been hella inconsistent recently. Thank you so much for sticking with me. A lot of you know that I've been in crazy transition. Buying and selling a house at the same time is bananas. But thank you. If you're a first-time listener, sorry, I just unloaded on you. But it is what it is. This is my life and this is how it goes. What's up? How y'all people doing? I have gotten so many messages, and honestly, I really think that my mind is all over the place. But the thing that has really stood out to me over the past week, a couple of weeks or whatever, is the other side, right? When we're going through the trauma, the process, the situation that seems as though we'll never come out or whatever, there is another side. There's always the other side. And I think sometimes we get so caught up in what we're doing that we forget that there is another side. Just the whole transition, we're going from house to house and really not having a place to live, like living with my daughters, Gigi and Pop Pop. I'm so grateful that they offered us that opportunity, but you know, I didn't have it until like the day I was moving. So I really didn't know where we were gonna live. And I was planning on us staying in a hotel until we could figure it out, or I could figure it out, right? It's not my daughter's job. And you know, I just was really lucky to have that be offered to me, but it still felt homeless because it was the first time I hadn't had anything that was mine. You know, I had always secured, I've been living on my own since I was 16, my first apartment when I was 17, and 16 I was in the dorms. But, you know, not having, and it's just been a wild ride. And not having something that I could say is mine, where I pay the bills, I make the decisions. And so, like, it's been an awful long time since I've had that experience. And it was really stressful. And it felt never ending. It did. It felt never ending. And it wasn't a difficult experience in terms of, like, where I was living, right? Gigi and Pop-Up are very gracious, very much aware that I'm an adult. So, you know, it wasn't any additional stress being brought upon me. It was just the stress of knowing that I didn't have mine. But it was necessary, right? Because process is necessary. We've talked about it. And when I look back on it, I don't know. Do you have those situations where you like look back and you realize like, shit, I was going through it and thought that was never going to end. And it wasn't even that long. I was in that situation. You know, I sold my house September 30th and I closed on my current house November 5th. So it was like really a month. That was a long ass month. It was. And you know, even after I closed, I wasn't fully here in the house. I was going back and forth. I was keeping my daughter in school up until the Thanksgiving break. So I would like stay at Gigi and Pop-Pop's. I would take her to school and then I would run to my new house, which is in a totally another state. Okay, it's in another state. I would run to my new house and I would, you know, put boxes away or put boxes in the house, or, you know, the movers had to come or whatever. And thank God for my best friend, because he was actually here when the movers came, because I had to run and go get my daughter. They were 3 hours late, and because I was still running back to the other state to go pick her up when she got out of school. So for all of you guys who are like pounding me for Savage Fever, it's coming, but I want you to know, like, this is what the deal is. You know what I'm saying? So like, I moved from Delaware to Maryland and just keep constantly crossing state lines to take my baby to school, pick her up from school. You know, still was working a full-time job, still, you know, trying to write these books and stuff like that. Something had to give, something. And unfortunately, you know, writing took a backseat this year. I didn't produce a lot this year because I just had so much going on. So I apologize to anybody who's waiting on material from me. It's definitely coming. I intend to have Savage Fever out before the end of year, particularly because now I'm not trying to sell or buy a house. So things should lighten up for me in just a second, but it's really tough. And, you know, I felt down a lot. I kicked myself for not being positioned to write. When I would plan to write, I'd be distracted and I would do something else because there's always something else that needs to be done. And I would plan to be up at night and write. I'd go to sleep because I was exhausted. I'd plan to get up early and write. I'd oversleep and have to run out the house. Like, things just weren't going right. And I'm not even fully out the clear yet, right? Like, today, my daughter started a new school, and I overslept. Like, we just flew in from California. Part of her birthday gift was a trip to California. We visited with family on Thanksgiving. Spent the week out there. It was one of the best trips her and I have ever had. So it was definitely worth it. But, you know, it came on the heels of moving. And so things aren't all the way set up. And, you know, she started school the next day. And and I know someone's out there like, you ain't think this through. No, ma'am, I did not. But it has to happen. It had to happen. I'm glad it happened. And we'll get there. We'll figure it out. But there's another side, because I feel like I'm starting to be on the other side. You know, just organizing my closet makes me feel like I'm getting on the other side of the process. It's just really tough. Even, you know, I remember looking for jobs a couple years ago. And, you know, that seems like it's a never ending process, right? Like, you know, if you can get to the interview stage or how many interviews. I mean, I've been very lucky to be offered most of the jobs I interview for. But like, what doesn't feel like luck is taking so long to get to the interview. Right? Having to put in so many resumes, you're part of so many groupings, can't figure out how to stand out enough to get to the point. I know that I can land it once I talk to you and once I meet with you, but like, can I get to that? That seems like it takes forever. You know, putting out a book seems like it takes forever. Putting out a film, putting together a script, anything that requires a process more than a second long, it feels like it takes forever. And I think we need to be reminded that there's another side, and the other side is coming. Not that it'll be any less frustrating, but we don't have to constantly look for like, when is it going to let up? When's it going to let up? Just know that it is. Just know that it is. You know, I've talked about concentrating on the wrong storm before, right? So like, we concentrate on how we're being showered with disappointment, or how we're being showered with failure, right? Because that's how we view it. Like, you know, in hindsight, you don't want to call it failure, right? You want to give it all its pretty words and make it as though, you know, you were making something out of nothing. But it felt like failure. And so you got to identify what it felt like in the moment. And I just think that we just focus on that, and we're looking for the sunny day afterwards, like, when's it gonna come? When's it gonna come? Without recognizing that there's work to be done to get to the sunny day. Like, I couldn't just lay around and wait for closing, right? There was paperwork I had to get done. There was documents I had to sign. There was, you know, research that had to be done. I had to find a damn house. Like, you know, there was stuff. And we sometimes, you know, ignore that part of the process is all necessary. You know, the frustration, the thing that we view as a storm is usually just the work that needs to get done. You know, we're tired. There's so much work that needs to be done. And I get that. retired. We don't want to have to constantly be required to do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, why can't things just be? But they're not. Everything works. Like, it just doesn't appear, right? It all has to have a work and a process. So I think that I've been learning to pay attention to the work and the process, and to remind myself that there is another side, provided that I do the work and I go through the process. If I skip over the process, first of all, the process refuses to be skipped over. Let's be clear. The process in itself refuses to be skipped over. If you don't experience it one way on one side, you will experience it on the other. I have this saying where I'm like, cut a corner, spin the block twice. That is my little saying, because that's what I found. Like, you try to shortcut stuff and circumvent parts of the process, you will end up doing things twice. You will end up repeating different ways of doing the same thing, primarily because you won't let things happen as they should. And that's our impatience that is, you know, cutting us off at the knees. We got to figure out how to, you know, adjust our sail and keep it pushing. You know, I'm sorry if you hear me like fidgeting and fumbling, you know, organizing my new bedroom while I'm talking to you guys. But the process, we may not like it, but it's necessary. It's necessary. And there's fruit in it. Patience was hard. It was hard waiting for the house. Wait, even just like having the house closing and then still not being able to fully live here, right? Because that's a process, moving from state to state. Want make sure that my daughter doesn't have too much school interrupted. So that's why I waited till the Thanksgiving break. And even then, she still had a couple of days because it was cheaper to fly out on Monday. But, you know, I wanted her to have as much time as possible. Plus, she was really nervous about moving into the new house. So because she was so nervous, I had to do what I could to make the transition as simple as possible. You know, so I had someone do her room and design her room to make it all the things that she wants. And, you know, take her on a trip right before she starts the new school so she can be loved on, doted on, and be reminded of, like, where the home that I left. Like, I left this morning, but I left someplace that's full of love. And I know when I return, it's full of love. So no matter what goes on in school, if I have a great day, awesome. I can come home, I could tell my mom, and we can have a great time talking about it. If I had a not so great day, you know what? I'm going to go home. I'm going to call my mom. Like, mom, we're going to talk about it, because I just came from this place that, you know, when we were in California, we went to see my godmom. Well, my godparents, rather. My god sister. And, you know, my daughter got to meet cousins and stuff that she'd never met before. Some people that I've never met before. And was surrounded in love, like completely engulfed in love. She was so happy every single day. She woke up smiling. She went to bed happy. She bounced around all day just because she couldn't contain her happiness. And I love that for her. And I love being able to send her to a new place that she's extremely nervous about, with the background knowledge of how much love she has received. Because still, she got to go through her process. The same way I had to go through my process of new house and so forth and moving and stuff, she got to go through her process too. And her process ain't easy. It ain't easy. And I think it's even harder for her because she's a child. She has very little say in the process. You know, I could decide, you know what, I'm not going to move. Or I could decide I'm not going to buy a new house. I could decide I'm going to stay in the same state I'm in. Like, I have those decision-making abilities. She don't have that. She doesn't have that. So for her, it's terribly difficult. Because if it don't work, There is no, I'ma decide to do something else. No, this is what mommy said we're doing. So, that's it. Right? That's it. So I have to be cognizant of how difficult it is for her as well. Just because, you know, I don't want to overwhelm her or do anything that will make her feel as though her childhood wasn't the best. I'm going through my process. I remember when my parents died and I had to go live with my aunt, and that was difficult for us both. I was very close to her as she was my aunt, but it's different when she's the person who needs to raise you. That wasn't a simple process for either of us, I really don't think. And I remember that. And I remember having different feelings when remembering my childhood and what I experienced. And we have some overlapping experiences, but then we also have others that differ, because I was a child and she was an adult and we were both going through process. And it looked different for us both. Some that we both regret and some we both cherish. I'm trying to limit what she regrets and make her process as smooth as possible because it's my baby. And because I don't want to give her any pain that I felt. I don't want her to experience. And then I know she's going to have her own. But I feel like I do her justice by figuring out, or remembering rather, that the process has to happen. It happens in several different ways. But if I try to circumvent, if I try to cut off any of the process will refuse to be cut and it will force itself to be experienced in another way. So I could do with that what I will. But, you know, what I'm really saying is just let shit happen how it happened. Don't be like, well, you know, I can cut it here, or I can stop it here, you know, because there's fruit there. And let's see what the fruit is truly offering. You know, it had been a long time since I bought a house. A very long time. And I forgot what the process was like. And I had this whole like dating thing, right? Where like I prefer to date a man who owns his own house. Because, you know, when I go through my struggles or whatever, I want somebody who knows what I'm talking about. And because, you know, quite honestly, I don't want some man trying to move in with me because they're looking at the fact that I have a permanent residence and theirs is less. So, yeah, nah, that's going to be a no for me. But I forgot what the process was like. And honestly, I needed to know what the process was like because I need to know why some people choose not to do this shit. Now I remember. I honestly do. I remember why people choose not to buy a house. It's a lot. The process is a lot. Very overwhelming. There's a lot that's required of you. Some that, you know, make sense off the back and some that doesn't. It's a lot to go into everything. But either way, whatever you choose, there's something on the other side. And even though this process seems painstakingly long, I don't even know if I said that right, but whatever. It's very long. Most of it is necessary. Most of it is necessary. So, you know, we have to sort of grin and bear it in order to get to the fruit. And I'm all about the fruit. I want the fruit. I don't want to do things 2 and 3 times. I really don't. Despite what some people may think, but you know, that's me ignoring process and trying to do my own thing. I end up doing things 2 and 3 times. So I'm learning because I really don't like having to be forced to do things 2 and 3 times. I like to, you know, figure out the lay of the land and move accordingly. It doesn't happen like that when you skip steps in a process. It doesn't. So I just want you to be reminded that process is necessary, but more so that there's another side. The other side is coming, okay? it may feel like forever, but when you get to the other side, you're gonna be like, why was I, like, that was a long time, but like, I didn't need to get that caught up. Cause at least for me, what I see is that I either am looking back saying, wow, it didn't take as long as I thought, or I am questioning why I was so bent out of shape because it wasn't that serious. By the time I move on, I'll just be like, wait a minute. It really wasn't that serious. Like, why was it damn near taking me out the game? Like, I have to question, you know, was that me being dramatic? But no, it's just because you're in it, and it's very hard in the darkness to see the light. When the light is so far away, it's very difficult to see that there is light. And so I also have to be gentle with myself and understand that sometimes I'm not going to see. And so I need these little reminders, but I need them, you know, gently, which I'm attempting to do for you because we get frustrated and we get fed up and we're ready to just throw in the towel. And I think if we just are reminded that there's another side and we just take our time and let things happen as they should, we'll get to that other side. Now, some things are so detrimental that the process that I'm speaking on is ending it. Or the, you know, that was me and my marriage, right? That was the process that was necessary. But let me tell you, I ran from that process too. You know, my marriage should have ended way, way before it actually did. And, you know, I did stuff to try to circumvent ending it. I was, you know, really overcompensating for what I was missing just so that I wouldn't have to go through process. In all honesty, what happened was not only did it, the process take longer, but I believe it was more grueling because I waited so long. You know what, with the more time spent, you're attached to the current situation, or the other person is attached to the current situation, and letting go becomes more and more difficult. The money that's spent, the money that's on the line, the benefits, all of that stuff that's on the line becomes more and more because you just were trying to cut out process and was just like, you know, what if we, you know, I delayed getting a lawyer because I was like, oh, if we could just do this amicably, it would be better, and just made it take longer. I should have just bucked up, got the lawyer, and, you know, did things straight up. But I had to learn. But now that I'm on the other side of that, you know, I worried prior to, right? Like, was I going to be able to pay my bills? Was I, you know, he wasn't paying half, but he was paying something. So missing something was a big deal to me. And I was doing the math and I was like, oh my God, like, how am I going to do this? And it's fine. It's fine. I'm more than fine. I'm on the other side. But at the time, it took forever to get through. And I have moments that I wish that I would have just reminded myself that the other side is coming. It may take its time, but it's coming. And it's okay. Process is necessary. If you want to achieve anything, if you want to strive, if you want to thrive, there's going to be some bumps in the road to get you there, but it's all to sharpen your tools. It's all to build you for the strength of receiving that blessing that's on the other side, because that blessing, it can last for a while, but there's something else is coming behind that. And so you need to not be moved by strife or by obstacle or by challenge and moved out of the space of blessing. Remember, there's another side. You've been on the other side before. You'll be on the other side again. But don't let the process or the challenge or the obstacle wear you down to where you don't believe that there's blessings on the other side. It's coming. It's going to take its time, but it's coming. All right. That's my spiel. Thank you for listening to me rant and talk. You know, I know it's been a second. And of course, I love you guys. And I want all the fruits and all the happiness and all the joy that I experience, whether it be moments or whether it be weeks or whatever, I want that for you guys. So take that as my little bit of love. Happy belated Thanksgiving. If that's what you celebrate, happy family time. Hopefully you have something to celebrate with. If you want to support the books, you know, all my novels are available on Amazon. They're also available on Kindle, on the free Kindle app, as well as Kindle devices. I have a couple on Audible. My first novel that I ever written, In Her Makeup, is available on Audible. Yo, download that. Listen to that. You know, this is the season for long drives. So, or maybe, you know, it's a little slow at work and you want to listen to someone read you a story. In Her Makeup is good for that. You could actually download it for free if it's the trial book, if you're trying Audible. So you could do that too. All right. If you want to get at me on social media, I'm at PWrites, PWRITES, and that's on Twitter as well as Instagram. You could join my reader group on Facebook. It's Phoenix's Fireflies, and I spell fire, F-I-Y-A-H. I would love to have you. You get a couple of insights to what's going on, as well as a couple of cute pictures aside. Anyway, I love you guys. I hope you have a great holiday season, and hopefully I will get on this horn again soon. Peace.